And we're back again with Education 2.1.
We are indeed. Thank you, Carlos.
We've got some new guests in the studio.
We have indeed, We have Redcliffe State Highs. We have Joe Locke. Now, Joe, I know from years, I've met Joe years ago, one of the best. What, Joe, pop over here for a second. Say hello to everyone.
Hi, Wayne. It's good to see you again.
It
hello,
is.
Hello, Carlos.
Hello. Usually Joe and I talk across the administration
counter.
The counter.
Yep.
So Joe here, Joe has a knowledge base around enrolments that you could write a textbook on. So what we...
Big shoes to fill you're creating for me there, Wayne. Thank you.
I set you up to fail. No, that's too cruel. But we do know from inquiries from mums and dads that the enrolment process is sometimes a little
Very
bit
daunting.
More complex
yes.
than that's it. So we've brought Joe on here to help mums and dads and students understand that process and some of the little things you need to look out for and just get some insight. So when you are enrolling, it's a lot smoother. Because if enrolment's stressful, you're setting yourself up for a bit of a stressful time
That's
as
right.
well. So you want to start the school year as positive, or even if it's a midterm enrolment, as positive as you can. So welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That's very good. Now, we've got a few little things, an enrolment management plan. We hear that a fair bit, but unpack that for us.
Okay, so what an enrolment management plan entails is that every school does have a boundary area, but some schools are nearing their capacity, which means they're nearly full. So Education Queensland then steps in and puts in place an EMP, which is a plan to state what sort of guidelines will need to be, we have to adhere to those guidelines when people come to enrol. So for us, it's that they do reside within our catchment area.
Oh, yes. So it's like a line drawn on a map, nearly.
It is. And we do have an interactive program that's based on our website that families can get onto and type in an address of a property where they reside.
Yes.
And that will tell them which boundary or which catchment area they do reside in.
Yes.
So that makes it a very easy and user-friendly sort of device for families to use moving
yes.
forward when they're looking at future enrolments.
Yes, because I do hear, you hear the real estate stories. I don't know if it's them just trying to sell their properties, but, homes in those areas where you have a great school like Redcliffe High, one of the drivers to buy it is so you get into that. So if
That's
I'm
right.
in that catchment area,
yes.
I'm pretty well home and hosed. No dramas.
You're guaranteed an enrolment. Yeah. That's correct. Yes.
Oh, that is good. Fantastic. Now, what happens if I'm the block outside the enrolment area?
Okay, so then for those families, we at our school, we offer programs of excellence. So these are extension programs in subject areas, various subject areas. These also give families that don't reside in our catchment the opportunity to apply for our school. And if they meet the criteria for our programs of excellence, then they can be accepted into the school through that program.
Oh, right.
So that sort of opens up the doorway for those families that have students that are excelling in certain subject
yes.
areas and have a passion for those areas. If we have that program and they fulfil the criteria, then we welcome those families to come.
Oh, that's good. So there are good options there.
Yeah.
Or options available. because it is. It's, getting that good school is so crucial. I mean, we love all our state schools. I think they're fantastic and they do a brilliant job. But if you do have a school that's got a particular skill set that aligns itself with your kids, it's good to know that there are options there if you can't. Because not everyone can just pack up and move.
Absolutely. Well, there's only so many houses available in any given area.
So, interesting. I love learning stuff. So is it all about just managing those EMPs, just managing the student numbers?
It is, yes. Yeah. So we need to be mindful of the fact that obviously there are only so many places, so many seats available in the school. So we need to make sure that we also have space available for parents and families when they do move into the catchment area. So we have a capacity of 1,503, and we're close to 1,400. So we to, it's a balancing act.
Oh, that must be, OPs come out on the 17th of December. That's stressful. That must be stressful on your side, balancing that
so
little room.
So we always need to make sure that we've got room available for those families that will move into our area.
That's right.
And we would like to be able to accommodate all those families.
So good. Now, we are in a paper-driven society, although paperless if you want to go digital, but we do need to have our documents. What if I've just moved into an area, go to be enrolling my child in your school, or any state school, what documents do we need to bring along?
Okay, so with the EMP, the guidelines are set out for us. So we require from the parents, obviously, photo identification for who they are, because they do need to prove that they're a parent of the child, which was why we also asked for a birth certificate. Also, with those being that we're looking at the EMP, we're needing to make sure that they're residing within our catchment.
Oh, yeah.
So they're required to bring two forms of proof. So that would be their current lease, or the rates notice if they own their property. People do need to be mindful, though, that obviously, for instance, a rates notice is quarterly, so it does need to be the current rates notice. And also then we would need a utility bill, which is also current. So.
Oh, cool. Well, that's not too...
It's fairly simple.
Yeah, it's not too hard this day and age. We should all have that. Now, not everyone, I mean, especially from disadvantaged backgrounds and that, mightn't have all those requirements, especially with the birth certificate. Are there ways to get round if there's an issue getting that?
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, Education Queensland has provided us with guidelines for that. What they have said that they are happy to take is that we can actually take a letter from Centrelink, which shows that they are acknowledged as the parent guardian and receiving a support payment for that child. Also a statutory declaration from the parents stating that they are the parent of the child, and a Medicare card with both of their names on it. So those three documents we can use in lieu of a birth certificate.
Oh, good. And again, that's...
reasonably simple.
But certainly get through that. All right, now, our last curly question here on Hard-Hitting Education 2.1. I'm enrolled, I'm living in your area. For some reason, mum and dad decide to move a few suburbs away. Different houses now on the market. Mm-hmm. They've wanted that one, but that puts me out of the catchment area. But if I'm a current student...
Then you stay a current student.
Do we? Oh, good.
Absolutely. So if you're living in the catchment area or you have an enrolment, that situation doesn't change unless you choose to change your enrolment.
Ah, right.
Okay, so obviously if you decide to move schools as well as move your address, then obviously if that's... And we have had it in the past sometimes. It doesn't work out for kids with new schools.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they then do not fall under the criteria of the EMP.
No.
So... as long as they stay with us, they stay with us until they finish, hopefully.
Oh, good. Good. Well, all my daughters went through there, and same with Carlos's.
Yes, yes. Lovely.
So, yeah, we stick right to the end. And we're just pointing out as well, we have Jasmine here, who's a Year 11 student. We haven't said Jasmine on air yet. We're going to hopefully a couple of minutes at the end. She's looking so excited to be on there. But Jasmine is from Year 11, Redcliffe High School, doing some work experience down with Carlos's at. So it's just a great fit. You're actually modelling how great our students are. So well done.
I agree. We've got fantastic kids.
And now we might have a chat to Sue Lindy. I've known Sue again it'd be close to a decade.
Oh, I think so, Wayne. Yes.
Scary Sue.
I know.
Well, yeah, very patient woman.
I love walking into the school every morning and there's Sue with a big smile on her face.
Good morning, Carlos, I say.
Usually it's what right. Do you want? No, that's it. And Sue has got a wealth of information to talk about. So
I have today, haven't I? I've got quite a list.
It is. And all of it's going to be relevant to what's happening at Redcliffe High School, which again is pretty reflective of across the state of what's happening out in other schools. So
that's right, Wayne. Yeah. Like, we're very similar, of course, to state schools.
All with your own little twists on how you do things, and which Redcliffe High does really well. But Sue, what's your first topic you'd like to hit us with?
Well, I was going to share, Wayne and Carlos, with your listeners this morning about our Academic Intervention and Response Program, our AIR program, that we've got started this year.
Yes.
Fabulous program, because what it does is help our students who are perhaps struggling in their academic levels or subjects, and provides them with some intervention to ensure that their literacy and numeracy skills are kept up to speed.
Yeah, which is so important.
Yeah, so we sort of changed the timetable around a little bit for an early finish on a Friday afternoon to allow our students who need that intervention to have targeted help from a range of different people in the school, teachers, tutors, all sorts of things.
Yes.
And these students have been recommended to get that assistance from their classroom teachers.
Oh, good. Hmm. Because it is that early intervention. There's an old saying around somewhere, but it fits that. You attack it early and then the problem is nowhere near as big as what it
That's
will
right.
be.
That's right. And it really does help sort of maximise the best outcomes for all our students and to help them.
Oh, so much.
Our parents have really taken it on board. It's been very, very positive this year, and we do get a lot of support from our parent community.
Oh,
so
excellent.
Really
because
good.
We did have the Redcliffe High's Michelle on last, and Lauren, I think from memory, that talked about the
maths program.
The maths program. So, again, that's another great initiative that will help. You know, it all works together. Yeah. That's what I love.
Yeah, and look, we suggest students to come along to, you know, to get that intervention. But, of course, parents can also just volunteer their students to stay until general close of school time, which is at 2:40 on a Friday. And so some students are volunteer students and work on different programs like the Maths Online, etc., during that sort of extra period on a Friday afternoon time.
Oh, that is good. It really is. And again, it's because it's freed up on that Friday afternoon. Really, it's still your normal school week, which is great.
You know,
it's not like you're saying to the students, oh, now you're going to have to stay back after school and do
this. That's right.
Automatically that becomes more of a punishment.
No, we actually start the day a little earlier. And we don't have the large lunch break, so the students are actually doing the same amount of minutes in the school day. We've just rearranged the timetable.
Oh, I think it's great.
And it means the teachers can then meet in the afternoon, and that's what's particularly good.
Yes.
Our teachers get to do their professional learning time.
Oh,
and during that time, they can talk about the students, and they work out who needs the intervention, who needs that targeted assistance.
Oh, I think that is great. Yeah. I mean, communication is all about a win-win, and when you can get teachers talking about, because you've got the kids in the same classes as they move through, so if they're having an issue in this subject, you know there's a good chance they'll have a problem in another subject. So getting the two teachers together talking, well done,
it's great.
I think that's great. Alrighty, so we've kicked that off.
Well, what? I might just go on now and talk about
how take over the show. It's
the
fine.
Students can sort of almost self-identify perhaps areas that they're having difficulty in as well.
That's even better.
And that's all part of our strategy where our staff use learning goals in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the students can ascertain their own proficiency with a task set an activity set.
Well, we could bring in a term called metacognition. There you are.
Oh, big word.
I love dropping big words.
He does.
I'm a big word. It's the painkillers in my sore back.
They must be wearing out.
Just make that up. Thinking about thinking. It's absolute.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So what we've done, Wayne, is we've used our wonderful motto, soaring above and beyond expectations at Redcliffe State High School.
Can I just quickly interrupt there, because I love interrupting, Sue.
That's okay.
I deal with so many schools that have the corniest mottos, and that's not being nasty. We all jumped on, but I love SABRE. Soaring above and beyond expectations is what we want every child, teacher and parent to do. You set that, doesn't mean you have to be an A, but it's above your expectations. Yeah.
So when students, Wayne, are sort I guess ticking their own box or their own proficiency, they align that with the SABRE. So soaring means you're fabulous at the activity, like you're really good at fractions and you have no problems at all. Above means, you know, you've got no major problems, but there's a few things you could improve on. B for soaring above and beyond is baseline. In other words, just meeting that level, you know, few difficulties. And that's where the next one comes in, experiencing difficulties. So a student can tick that little box and say, you know, to the teacher, look, I need some extra help. And sometimes students, of course, start off at that level because it's a brand new topic.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, well done. Yeah. I love self-identification.
And the bottom one is I really don't understand.
Oh.
And I think we've all been there at some stage, haven't we?
Carlos and I tick that
all the time. Oh, yes.
So the students use those proficiency scales and the teacher gets immediate feedback so they can adjust their pedagogy to improve student learning and outcomes. So that's something else we've introduced for 2016.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So I'm looking forward to that in 2017. Okay then, Sue, we have been talking a fair bit today, so we might just throw you one more of your favourite subjects. Is there one there that you'd like? I don't want to put the pressure on you. We've covered a fair bit with
the
intervention.
Okay, I will put another topic in because I know a lot of parents have been asking, and that's about the bring your own device.
Oh, good. And we have Ash from Asquick who's been talking about those.
Okay.
Just about, not the technical side, but just a bit more on the software, the what type of devices. So over to you, Sue. That's a big one.
And Carlos would know this too because we talk about it a lot at the PNC, mm-hmm. Carlos,
that's
don't
right.
we?
Yes.
Wow. We've been working on this for a couple of years. Listeners might know that we lost our federal funding for computers.
All the schools did.
All schools.
Yeah.
All schools. So, of course, we've had to move to a situation where we can have our students, being equipped with the right device for the classroom.
Yes.
And so next year, year sevens and eights will be bringing their own device, BYD.
BYOD.
BYOD.
Yes.
Boyd. And parents might have seen that out in Harvey Norman and places.
Oh,
they've got them on a lot of the advertising signs.
It is. And this is one of the. And this is my pet hate coming from a marketing area. Businesses just see that and go, beauty. New market. Yeah. I can sell you stuff you don't need.
our students do need them.
Yes.
But our parents can shop where they like.
Oh, that's it.
And as long as they know the specifications that they need for the computers, and that's up on our website,
mm-hmm.
so parents can log into the Redcliffe High website and see what exactly they need to have for those devices.
And that's right. Once you know that, then you can cut the sales talk out from trying to up. Because what happens is they just upgrade you to mm-hmm. more and more stuff that costs you more money that you don't actually need. So
that's right.
So yeah, and we live in a connected world. So for kids bringing their own devices, I hate that governments cut funding, but I can also see, hey, you live on your phone all the time or your iPad
your
tablet, so bring it and use it and get used to it.
If parents, however, are a little stuck, I mean, the school locker where you can buy all our uniforms.
Oh, yes.
It has devices there, mm-hmm. so parents can go online to that site, school locker, and push on the electronic tab, and of course they can see what devices they have for sale there too. And of course, if they do buy there, it's a 3% kickback to Redcliffe State High, so that's always
so that's,
nice for our
that
students.
That is always good, and that's available to all schools, isn't it? So that's
mm-hmm.
that's
no,
brilliant.
It's fabulous.
That's working well. Well, Sue, I think that's covered some great areas. Mums and dads and students would be certainly interested in what you had to say. And for Joe, thank you again. The enrollment management plan, very well unpacked.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having us today.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. And nearly school holidays.
Yes, and if any parents have any, anything they wish to ask, just
call
ring
Jo.
Our school and call Jo, and she should be able to help you with any of your inquiries.
Easy. Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. Certainly can.
Can I say one more thing? I'd just like to put out there, we've got some families that have year sevens for next year and living in the catchment. We'd really love to get your enrolments in as soon as possible. It's really important for us to know how many kids we're going to be having so we can timetable and make sure that we've got all the teaching staff we need to support our kids. So if you're still holding on to your enrolment, please come in and see me as soon as you can. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe. And great advice.
Thank you.
Alrighty, enjoy.
We're going to go to some sponsors and we'll be right back.